Now Sri Aurobindo says here, read again now after this explanation. It is He who destroys our darkness by the resplendent light of His knowledge. God to us is in darkness. We don't see Him anywhere. We see so many objects, but we don't see God. The Divine Teacher is not seen. He is in darkness, you might say. It's a great surprise that one who is all luminous, he is unseen by us. Actually speaking, the only thing that we can know is the Divine, because He is all luminous. But somehow there is a phenomenon of darkness which has covered that all luminousness, which is itself a surprise. How can all luminous be covered? This is a very important question. One day you will ask me and we shall spend 2-3 days on it. How can the all luminous be covered? But at present we only start with this statement. It's a fact that we do not see the all luminous. It's a fact. So, the Divine is all luminous and yet covered to our eyes. Something has happened. What has happened? How it has happened? Why has it happened? These questions are extremely important. And one of the specialities of the book, The Life Divine, which we are reading, is that this book answers this question in detail, which no book in the world answers. No book in the world has answered these questions as much in detail as The Life Divine has answered. If I came to The Life Divine with so much of satisfaction, it is mainly because it is the only book in the world which has answered this question in detail. How has the all luminous become covered? What is the process by which this has happened? What is the nature of light that it can be covered? Can the self-luminous be covered? But this is what has happened. It's a fact at present to our psychology. It's a fact we don't see God. The self-luminous and all-luminous, the Divine, we don't see Him. In other words, there is a darkness. That darkness by which we are not able to see the all-luminous. We see so many other things, but not He. So Sri Aurobindo says that it is He who Himself destroys our darkness. By what means? By the resplendent light of His knowledge. The one who is covered is, as it were, suddenly reveals Himself as self-luminous. It is as if there is an object which at present you don't see, and suddenly it becomes luminous, and then you see it. It is He Himself who switches on the light, as it were, His own light, so that that light falls upon Him and He is seen. This is the mark of a teacher, the Divine Teacher. when you have the experience of this kind, then you can say, I have now found my teacher. When the teacher reveals himself by his own knowledge, which is thrown upon himself, it is the resplendent light of his knowledge, blazing light, a light which you cannot refuse at all. Having seen that light, you have no doubt. Can you ask the sun to prove that it is luminous? Can you ask the sun to prove that it is luminous? Having seen the sunlight, you cannot doubt that there is sunlight. Similarly, here too, there is a self-luminous light of the Supreme. That is why those who have seen God, they have no doubt at all that God exists. We know the story of Swami Vivekananda. As a young man studying in the college, reading books on philosophy and logic, and listening to a number of people who claimed that they know God, they describe God, and he was not convinced. He used to ask a question to everybody who claimed, have you seen God? And nobody could satisfy his query. Until one day, he met Sri Ramakrishna, whom he asked this very question, have you seen God? And Sri Ramakrishna said, yes, only I see him more vividly than I see you. It is like somebody asking, have you seen the sun? Our answer would be the same. Yes, I have seen the sun, only it is more vivid than all these which are in comparison quite dark. We are all quite dark as compared to the light of the sun. And that was his answer. Only I see him more vividly than I see you. That is the mark of the teacher. One who has seen, it is he who destroys our darkness by the resplendent light of his knowledge. That light becomes within us. That light becomes within us the increasing glory of his own self-revelation. The light of the divine is a glow within ourselves. Once you see that light does not get extinguished. It is the glow that is born in us, and in that glow we have the revelation both of ourselves and of the divine. He discloses, he uncovers, he discloses progressively in us his own nature of freedom, bliss, love, power, immortal being. When you say you have seen the divine, you have not seen the divine unless you have experienced the divine freedom, the divine bliss, the divine love, the divine power, the divine immortal being. He sets above us His divine example as our ideal and transforms the lower existence into a reflection of that which it contemplates. All the qualities that you have spoken of, freedom, bliss, etc., cannot be understood unless we have an example. A human being or the divine being, merely by looking at the outside, you do not understand his real nature. It is when you come into contact by experience and learn by his example in what way he is free. By freedom is meant capacity of manifesting infinite possibilities. At the same time, any one of these infinite possibilities, that is the freedom. Normally human beings have got only one or two possibilities. I can go here or I don't go there. Two or three, some people have five, six, seven possibilities. 100 possibilities. But that is all limitation. The real freedom comes when there is infinite possibility and also a possibility of selecting any one of them. Without any compulsion. That is the freedom. And it is by his example that you can see